Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today we're talking with Megan Kara, clinic director at Ivy Rehab for Kids in Bethlehem. Ivy Rehab recently opened two new locations in the Lehigh Valley, offering speech, occupational, feeding, and physical therapy for children from birth through young adulthood. We'll learn more about what inspired Megan to open in Bethlehem, how her team is helping families get timely access to care, and what makes Ivy Rehab for Kids a valuable resource for our community. Quick thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadine with REMAX, Wind Creek Event Center, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, WDIY 88.1 FM, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Megan, hello and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by finding out how you got interested in your career as a speech pathologist in general. So where did that come from?
Yeah. I'm a Lehigh Valley native. So I grew up in Whitehall area. I went to Parkland mm-hmm. High School. I initially started as a psychology major in college. Okay. And after just, you know, looking at different avenues and everything, I ended up deciding to go into speech language pathology. I started at Penn State for my undergrad. And then for grad school, I went to East Stroudsburg. So it's been just a journey from there of growing clinically and professionally and as a person. And it's been a great experience so far.
Can you tell me about like the profession in general? Like what are some of the rewarding aspects from your job?
I think it's very rewarding to see, especially kids, because I'm in the pediatric setting, to see them grow as little humans and grow in their skills that they're developing. I work with kids from, you know, birth to 21, and there's a variety of different disorders or delays that we treat. And it's very rewarding to see kids meet their goals and be able to, you know, function in the way that them and the families would want and would expect. And
yeah, I mean, I had this to ask you kind of later, but I guess it makes sense now because I'm, I guess, you know, uneducated in this world.
It's a very niche thing. Not many people are.
but it affects a lot of people, and it affects people who, mm-hmm. you know, I know personally. So, you know, what are some of the things that you treat, or what are some of the things that you work with people on?
So we work with kids, especially in the pediatric clinic. We work with kids a lot who are diagnosed with autism or developmental delays. We see kids with feeding difficulties, with regulation difficulties. That's more so an occupational therapy specialty. Physical therapy works with kids recovering from injuries or, you know, kids who are delayed walking. So we really see a very broad range of cases, and each case has their strengths, then each kid has their strengths and areas of need. And it's very cool to be able to develop treatment plans targeted for each individual kid as opposed to diagnosis as a whole. And yeah. It's a very cool thing to see, and to see that trajectory and that progress over time.
Well, I guess that makes a lot of sense. You have to look at individual as an individual and then, you know, assess from there. But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, and we got to learn about Ivy Rehab for Kids. We mentioned that there's one, you have the one in Bethlehem and your clinic director there. Mm-hmm. And there is one in Allentown that you have a relationship with, of course.
Yeah. So
tell us a little bit more about Ivy Rehab for Kids. Why open in Bethlehem, you know, and what does it provide to the community?
It has been such a cool experience to open the Bethlehem clinic. We opened back in June, so not too long ago. So we're still new, but we've been growing more and more. And I think that we decided to open up in the Lehigh Valley just because it's an area that seemed to be really in need of more access to services in a timely manner. You can never have too many of these clinics around, really, because there's always going to be kids who need help. Mm-hmm. And the Allentown location, they were actually the first one in the Lehigh Valley to open, and they've been doing the same, you know, just growing and trying to build ties within the community. Both myself and the clinic director over there, Lauren Maff, mm-hmm. We both are from the area, so it's cool to have that personal connection and be able to go out into the community. You know, we try to do a lot with the community, just not only to get our name out there, but just to, you know, make those connections and have a established relationship with families.
Right. I can't, it's probably invaluable to just be from the area, you know, just make some people a little bit more comfortable. Not say, you know, please come here from outside the area.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's so many times where I'm like, oh yeah, just go over to,
you know, the mall, you know, like, it's,
yeah,
just,
like, yeah, exactly.
Of, one thing we talked about prior to when we started, that there is current immediate availability at Ivy Rehab, which can be, I guess, unusual. So why is that so valuable now? And talk about that a little bit if you could.
Yeah, there is often, you know, some wait time involved with kids getting mm-hmm. the services they need. And we're very proud to work hard to offer services in a timely manner, especially for the younger kids. I mean, everyone deserves, you know, to get the care they need in a timely manner, but especially, you know, with earlier intervention, it's even more crucial to work on those skills early on. So it's definitely a benefit that our clinic has and that the Allentown Clinic has as well, that we are very in tune to what the current needs of the community are, and we can reflect that need within our staffing, within, you know, getting kids in and being flexible and trying our very best to get the kids the services they need at the frequency they need mm-hmm. as soon as they need it.
For people who are thinking about this, you can go to ivyrehab.com for anything that we're talking about, because mm-hmm. I am certainly not an expert, you know, so if it's something we should, the first thing I should say is reach out to them directly if you have any questions. But how does it work? Is it something where I have to go through my current healthcare provider? Is it something where I can contact you guys directly if I feel that my child may be showing some signs that they might need something? How does that process work if I'm a parent?
Yeah, typically you can contact us directly, or you could go through pediatrician or primary care physician and just say, hey, you know, I'm seeing these concerns in my kid. I would like to talk about speech therapy or occupational therapy or whatever it is. You can look up your own choices for clinics in the area, mm-hmm. or you could contact us directly and we can set you up for an evaluation that way. There's actually a lot of different avenues that you can go through. So I recommend anybody who has a child who they think might benefit from services, just do a quick little Google search of sure. pediatric clinics in your area. And if our name pops up, then give us a call. We take most commercial payers and some medical assistance plans okay. as well. So best way to find out if we are in network with you is to just give us a call and we will run that info and make it work.
There've been a lot of topics in the news and in the media lately. You know, what kind of trends or challenges are you seeing when it comes to supporting kids' development
mm-hmm.
as a professional?
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges, especially just with, you know, global trends of autism diagnosis going up and everything. I think mm-hmm. the biggest barrier is honestly misinformation being spread and, you know, education mm-hmm. of not only caregivers, but teachers and daycare workers and doctors, like everybody, even like speech therapists, like we all, I feel, just need to be a little more educated about what we're looking for and what we're treating. And going back to what I said earlier, I think the biggest thing for me personally is treating the kid and not the diagnosis. A lot of delays and a lot of disabilities are a spectrum. So it's hard to put a pretty bow on something and call it what it is, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, you just said, you know, what's the answer? And some of it is to continue to get more educated. I think that's a great response, right? Because maybe we need to, you know, maybe we're seeing more autism diagnoses because we're knowing more, we're learning more, we're, you know, and what does that mean? So mm-hmm. yeah, again, you know, continuing to expand. And is it something too, where I'm sure one of the scariest moments is when you just, as a parent, you might have a question like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if this is something that could mean something more, you know, and what I'm talking about is like a symptom or mm-hmm. action that a child might be doing over and over again, something like that.
Yeah.
Is it, in your opinion, like, hey, if you have a question about it, isn't it best to just reach out and try to get that question answered? Or
yeah,
it might seem silly, but
yeah, no, I think so. I think I said, you know, the more education, the better, but we have to be careful where that education comes from, right? Like, we can't trust Google AI for everything. So it is always best to just call and, or shoot us an email or just say like, hey, I'm seeing this, you know, do you recommend an evaluation? We're also very big on offering screeners, free screeners for children. And that's just a very quick thing that we just check off a few boxes and say, hey, I think your kid would benefit from an evaluation, or I don't think they need one right now, but here's our information and here's some handouts and resources, and come on back if you feel like things get worse or you're seeing new concerns arise. So the best thing to do is just give us a call and we can just schedule an evaluation. Worst comes to worst, we say, hey, your kid looks great. They don't need services right now. Come back and if you feel like that changes, you know.
Could you give me a sense of everything that Ivy Rehab for Kids offers?
Yeah, for sure. At least I can speak to what we offer at Bethlehem and a little bit about Allentown, because it's very, very similar. I work very closely with Lauren over there, so I kind of know what they're going, what they have going on. But we offer occupational therapy, which is something that I feel like we've seen an increase in interest in, and I think that that's again just because of more awareness that can help with sensory needs, fine motor skills like handwriting, drawing. They can help with emotional regulation. So there's a broad array of diagnoses that occupational therapists treat. Our physical therapists will see kids who have had an injury or recovering, who are delayed walkers, just not meeting gross motor milestones, babies with torticollis and other, you know, infant disorders that we might see that pertain to physical therapy. As a speech therapist, I kind of said earlier, we work with a lot of different kids. I work with some feeding kids from infancy, toddlerhood. Occupational therapy also works on picky eaters. That's a big one right now as well that we're seeing an uptick in. And yeah, so we have, like I said, feeding therapy, speech therapy, occupational and physical therapy. And I really pride Ivy Rehab for Kids and our clinic here on how we work as a team, especially if myself and another therapist are seeing the same kiddo for different services. We try to work together and we try to collaborate a lot to make sure that I'm implementing what I need to implement for speech, but so is the occupational therapist and vice versa, so that we're doing an all-encompassing approach to help meet their goals and not just working on, you know, one thing at a time.
Sure. And kind of off topic, but on topic, you know, how has your time been? You said you just opened in the summer. So you've been like, what, we're coming up on a couple months here. How has it been for you, and how have you been liking it?
Yeah, I've been loving it. I came from a different company and I worked just as a speech language pathologist. So I didn't have that added responsibility of being the clinic director. So obviously it was a little scary adding that onto it, but it's been great. I've been loving it. Obviously it's stressful and we work with kids who have a lot of needs. So there's always that emotional component. It's hard sometimes, but for the most part, it's been great. And I've been loving giving back to the community that I grew up in and being able to give access to care to all these kids that maybe haven't had it in forever.
I you know, it makes me think, and I'm not speaking for you, I'm just talking for me. It feels like there may have been, like, even when I was younger, a lot of kids who could have benefited from this type of therapy who we just didn't have the nets in place back then, you know, and we didn't know as much. And now that we're like, oh, wait, we know that you might benefit from this type of therapy. And it can be so helpful early on, you know, the fact that we just have this knowledge is great. That you said the answer might be just to continue to educate ourselves. And I think that's great.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you for taking that opportunity and spending some time with us and teaching us more about Ivy Rehab for Kids. I'm going to let you do the pitch, but you could go to ivyrehab.com and you can search for the Bethlehem branch. I'm on here right now and you can request an appointment. Find a location, all that stuff. Is there anything else people should know?
just that we're eager to meet everybody and help the kids in the community. Like George said, you can go to the Ivy River for Kids website, find a location. We have a lot of locations. We have one in Quakertown, Allentown, Oxville, and then obviously Bethlehem. So they're everywhere. And if you need access to care, we're going to do everything we can to get it for you. Even if it's not at Bethlehem, we'll send you somewhere else that is a good fit.
Well, that's good to know. So, well, I appreciate it. It was great to get to know you a little bit more, and I'm sure I'll see you out there. And if you need to, make sure to head to ivyrehab.com. We'll talk to you soon, Megan. Thank you so much.
All right, great. Thank you.